In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. If our Holy Mother, the Church, for the readings in the liturgy, have chosen to follow a chronological order that would fit with the liturgical calendar, then the Gospel of the Good Shepherd for the Easter time would have been taken from St. John, chapter 21. Remember, the good Lord then asked Peter three times, "Simon, son of John, lovest thou me more than these?" He saith to him, "Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." And then the good Lord commanded Peter, "Feed my lambs." On the third time, "Feed my sheep." The distinction between the lambs and the sheep shows the authority of Peter over the church, the militant church, and the hierarchy of the church. And still, the gospel we have today is not from one visit of the risen Lord to the apostles, but from the time of his teaching before his passion. So we can revisit the impressions of the apostles during these 40 days after the resurrection of the Lord. The divine teacher opened their minds and hearts to understand what they heard and saw during the 3 years they spent with him. In regard to the passion, death, and resurrection they just witnessed. How many times did they say one to another, was not our hearts burning within us whilst he spoke in this way and opened to us the scriptures? The parable of the Good Shepherd followed the healing of the born blind cured by Christ. This man, the born blind, was expelled from the synagogue because he gave witness to Christ before the Pharisees. The good Lord then revealed what is the true sheepfold and who is the good shepherd. The good shepherd made himself a lamb, not even a sheep that has some rank in the fold. And the good Lord repeats, "I am the good shepherd." The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. "I lay down my life for my sheep. Further, I lay down of myself, and I have power to lay down, and I have power to take it up again." Christ spoke about his passion, and the apostles pay attention to this after it happened. The parable of the good shepherd is fulfilled in the mystery of our redemption. "I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me." We know our good shepherd for this description he gave us: "I lay down my life for my sheep." The risen lamb is the good shepherd, not the present tense. "I lay down my life." Et animam meam pono pro ovibus meis. The incarnate Word entered this world for this purpose. He made the offering of himself on the first instant of the incarnation. The fiat of the Blessed Virgin Mary is followed by the offering to the Heavenly Father: "I am here to do thy will." And still today at Mass, we see present in an unbloody manner the sacrifice of the Lamb, and we take part of this sacrifice in Holy Communion as a pledge of the Feast of the Lamb in heaven, preparing our hearts to receive the real and glorious victim. We hear Ecce Agnus Dei. He is the Lamb of God. He is the Good Shepherd of our souls. By his stripes we are healed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.